Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch as we do every Tuesday afternoon. And we got another full schedule of guests on hand for today as it's been another busy week or so on Northwest Missouri State campus with fall athletics and overall pretty good week once again.
Yeah, you look at it, football comes away with the win, and splits for soccer and volleyball. Of course, then you look at Northwest Missouri State cross country, really good showing there on the women's side for the Chili Pepper Festival down in Arkansas. The men also putting up some good numbers as well.
And as far as our show here today, we'll be talking football. Rhett Jordan, a strong safety for the Bearcats, will be joining us. He's coming off a good performance against Missouri Western, where he had 5 solo tackles, and he has a team best 22 solo tackles on the year, so he is just doing a heck of a job on that back end of the defense. Soccer, we've got guest Matty Taylor coming in. Tennis, Mark Rosewell will bring in his doubles pair that will be heading on to the National ITA Cup coming up here in another week or so. And, of course, volleyball and cross country, hopefully some golf as well. So it's going to be a packed house. But I tell you what, it's fun this time of year where you've got all these fall sports performing well. And then you look down the line, I think we mentioned this a little bit last week too, but basketball is a week or two away from getting a lot of things rolling as well.
Yeah, actually have media day for basketball for the MIAA coming up a week from today, so that'll be exciting, another thing to look forward to there. But hey, you look at it and think about this, last year how successful the fall overall was for Northwest Missouri State, and that just keeps on rolling as you know, football still ranked in the top 10, a huge matchup coming up this week with Pittsburgh State, something I know we'll talk about quite a bit, and to talk about that with Rhett as well. But that's going to be a very fun matchup, and, you know, it's a rivalry that for a while there, Pitt dropped down just a bit and wasn't quite up to the top of the MIAA, but once again, they're back, and so that game has a ton of meaning moving forward. You know, volleyball is going to be on the road for a couple more times this week. They've got a match at number 24 Central Oklahoma, and it's been a long time since Northwest Missouri State volleyball's been at home. So if they can clear this week, hopefully get a couple more wins, they'll have 8 over the next 10 to wrap up the regular season at home. Of course, Bearcat soccer just keeps on chugging away. Washburn's first conference loss of the year came to the Bearcats over the weekend too. So seen a lot of positive things come about, and you mentioned golf too. Paige Hoffman's in the house with us. She has really kind of taken the MIAA by storm in the golf ranks. Of she's been top 10 in all 3 tournaments she's played in so far for the Bearcats, and it's been a lot of fun to watch.
No doubt about that. And even when you look at volleyball, how tough is the MIAA conference in volleyball? And we've talked through the years about how tough the football conference is, how tough basketball is, but that volleyball is as good as any conference in the nation.
Oh, it really is. Whenever you go top to bottom of, you know, Northwest and their top 10 teams still, Washburn, Kearney, Central Missouri, Central Oklahoma, and that's just kind of the upper echelon. But, you know, top to bottom, especially you go on the road, it's going to be just a grind every single match. So what Coach Worth has done and continues to do with this club is really impressive. And, again, I mean, they've been home twice all year. I mean, that's just ridiculous. So try to survive some of these road matches. Perform well at home and just kind of see where the chips lay. But this is a team that looks like they should get back into the regional and do some damage once again.
Bearcat football, big win over Missouri Western. It took the offense a little while to get going until the second half, then they rolled off 16 unanswered points to pick up the win.
Not a bad way to go, right?
No.
Let's pitch the shutout in the second half. That'll get it done for you. No, Coach Wright talked to us a little bit after the game about just the injuries, and it was, hey, we know it's going to be ugly. It's not going to be a pretty win. Let's just find a way to get it done. And at the end of the day, that's exactly what Northwest did. The defense created some turnovers, really made life rough on that Missouri Western offense. And then offensively for the Bearcats, it really kind of started. Jaden Brady got a nice punt return, or a kickoff return, excuse me, out across the 40-yard line to start the second half. A couple plays later, it was Robert Rye had a huge hole, and he took it to the house, and the Bearcats got some momentum and kind of took off from there. So that was good to see. And, you know, you're hoping, of course, on the road against Pitt and how good they are, you can see that offense get jump-started a little bit sooner. But the way this defense is playing right now, there's not a better unit in the country.
And talking with people involved with Pittsburgh State this morning, I think they feel they're coming off probably their most complete game of the year in that win over Missouri Southern.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's a rivalry game, and that's a Southern team that's playing better too, so that just goes to show how good Pittsburgh State is. But at the same time, you can get yourself overhyped for another rivalry game like this. You spill out so much emotion, so much for Missouri Southern, you turn around and have Northwest come to town. It will be fun to kind of see how the Gorillas respond, how they handle that. And, of course, Northwest, coming off a rivalry matchup of their own, but they had to scratch and claw and find a way to win. Is that the type of game that gels this team together even more, and it kind of lifts you going forward? Only time will tell, but it's going to be a lot of fun to watch coming up this weekend.
And it's been a while since we've been down to Pittsburgh, Kansas for a game.
2018 was the last time Northwest played down there, so it has been quite a while. And, of course, you know, for so many years that game was also played at Arrowhead Stadium, so it'll be good to have the Bearcats back in the jungle and making some noise down there.
All right, and we'll talk more about Bearcat football coming up next as Rhett Jordan, a strong safety for the Bearcats, will be joining us. That's coming up right after this on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to Pizza Ranch on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're joined now by Rhett Jordan, a sophomore from Waverly, Nebraska, and a safety in the Bearcat program. Rhett, good to have you with us here on the show.
I appreciate you having me.
And you're coming off another good game against Missouri Western on Saturday. And one thing that's been impressive, just five solo tackles Saturday against the Griffins, but also overall 22 solo tackles to lead the team there, and really making things tough on people out of that back end of the defense for you.
Yeah, it's been fun. Been a good time getting my first few games in for the Bearcats, and just hoping to continue on that.
And coming in, as you mentioned, just a sophomore, but you were able to get some playing time last year to get your kind of feet wet, I guess, back there. And coming in and now being expected to be one of the leaders on the back end of things just as a sophomore, just kind of talk about the transition you're making into a starting role this season.
It's been pretty easy. The coaches make it pretty easy for you. They give you a lot of the checks and the stuff to make, and you can tell that they trust you whenever they put you back there, so that's been nice having their trust, and it's been a learning curve for sure, but things are starting to go pretty well for us.
And how nice is it for you too when you look and see what's up front with that defensive line and some of the linebackers and what they're able to do to have those guys playing in front of you?
Yeah, absolutely. Those guys make things pretty easy for you. It definitely brings you a lot of comfort knowing that every once in a while if you mess up, most likely they're going to clean up the mistake for you. So.
That didn't hurt a bit, does
yeah,
it?
Yeah, exactly.
And going into this past Saturday's game, I think the prevailing thought was, from a game plan standpoint, with the number of injuries on the offensive side, was going to be that defense is going to really be a huge role in that, just limiting Missouri Western to just a field goal late in the first half. Talk a bit about the game plan this past Saturday and how things eventually played out for you on the field.
Yeah, defensively, we just kind of talked about how we weren't going to be worried with what the offense was doing. We were just going to focus in on our part of the game, and we knew that if we didn't let them score, they couldn't win. So that was kind of the goal and the mentality going into it, and I think we did a pretty good job. But
did you feel with that last drive that Missouri Western had, where they had a first and goal on the 5-yard line, had to settle for a field goal with 12 seconds left in the half, that they kind of came away with a little bit of a victory out of that standpoint of keeping them out of the end zone going into halftime?
Yeah, it was definitely a victory, keeping them out of the end zone, but I think we were more mad at ourselves for letting them even score at that point. We had played a pretty good half up at that point, and just there were a couple plays in there that we feel like we shouldn't have given up, which ended up leading to the field goal, but we were definitely proud to keep them out of the end zone.
And then to start the third quarter, the kickoff return by Jaden Brady, you got 43-yard return, got things set up, and then that 43-yard run by Harawi, did boom, boom, all of a sudden after such a first half and where everything was struggling, and then you look up and about – few seconds in, you've got the lead already at 7-3. And how much of a boost did that give you guys on the defensive side after Northwest able to take the lead there?
Yeah, I think coming out of halftime, we were unsure how things were going to kind of go. And to see JB break that run was huge. You can definitely feel the energy on the sideline just change to, all right, we're good. Let's just keep it rolling. And then getting to see Rob bust that one, I'm really happy for him. You know, he works really hard, so just being able to see him do that. You could tell the momentum shift to our side, and at that point, the mentality on defense was don't let them score and we'll win this game. So,
and that turned out to be the case there. And going back to the first quarter, we kind of commented on this too. We timed it out to just 26 minutes for that first quarter. Have you ever played in a quarter that went that quickly? And did you notice being out on the field how quick things were going there in the first half?
Not really. It actually kind of felt longer for us, I feel like. But no, that is surprising. 26 minutes seems really fast. But it did feel like when the game ended, finding out it was only like 4 o'clock or something like that, felt like the game had went pretty fast. So it makes a lot of sense, I guess.
So a good win there. And then you look ahead, you've got another big rival ahead this week, Pittsburgh State, a team that's coming off a very good win against Missouri Southern.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're really excited for it. It's going to be a good matchup. You know, they're the best team in the conference right now record-wise, and they're going to it's going to be a good competition. They're going to play physical, and it's going to be fun.
Well, I know it's early in the week right now, but as far as what the coaching staff's been telling you and some of the film that you've watched, what's some of the things that Pitt State's been doing offensively that's been very good so far?
Yeah, their quarterback, he's young, but you can tell he really has command of the offense. He throws the ball down the middle really well, and they got some really good weapons on the outside. And then you look at their offensive line, they're huge, and so that helps them a lot in the run game and in the pass game as well. So it's going to be a good test for us defensively. And it'll be exciting.
And being a sophomore in the program, this should be your first trip down to Pittsburgh to play in the jungle there a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything, I'm really excited to go down there. I've heard the atmosphere is great, and just from what I've heard from coaches and other teammates about what it's like, it sounds like it's going to be a really good time.
Again, being a visitor going down there, but when you look at playing in atmospheres like that, even though it's going to be, for the most part, a hostile attitude, but you know there's going to be a lot of Bearcat Green in the stands as well. But how much fun is that to just go and play in places like that?
Yeah, I think it's different, especially because most places we go normally don't have crowds like that. And so I think we're going to embrace it. I think, you know, the hostility is something that's kind of fun for a lot of us, just to be playing in that kind of environment. So I think we'll embrace it for sure, and hopefully we show up.
Imagine quite a bit of difference between that and what you saw in Jeff City at Lincoln.
Yeah, exactly.
A little quiet there.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, let's just kind of talk to you a little bit about coming to a Northwest. Again, mentioned earlier out of Waverly, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. What were some of the things that attracted you to come down to play at Northwest?
Yeah, it was really, for me, the family environment. Just when I got down here, I'd gotten a lot of visits up to that point, and couldn't really decide on a place, and when I got down here, I just kind of knew this was it. Just the way the coaches talked about the program and the standards that they held, and then the few players that I got to talk to as well, you could tell that it kind of resonated throughout the whole program.
And I hear that from so many of the players that come in, that once they get on campus, they kind of immediately know that this is going to be a home for them. Is that kind of the feeling you had too once you stepped on campus?
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of knew it from the jump.
And now as far as off the field, talk about your studies and what you're looking to do hopefully after graduation.
Yeah, currently I'm an ag business major. I actually graduate this fall with that degree. And then I just applied for my MBA, got accepted into that, so I'm planning on doing that and just see where it takes me. I'm not really sure where I want to go after that, but we'll find out along the way.
You got a little bit of time there.
Yep, exactly.
And I imagine, too, as you mentioned, ag business, that this university is so strong in that, too. That probably played a little bit of a role as well as coming down here.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm come from an ag background with my family and whatnot. And I was a finance major to begin with, but I quickly learned that was not for me. and just went ahead and went to ag business, knew that was something that I enjoyed and liked. And so, yeah, I definitely put a little part in it.
And when you get away from studies, get away from football, which I know is a little hard to do at times, especially this time of year because of the demands that both have on you. But what do you like to do in your spare time?
Honestly, it kind of all stays with football. I like watching football, you know, NFL, big Colts fan. People around KC won't like that, but big Colts fan, and then just hanging out with the buddies on the team who like to play Madden, 2K, stuff like that. So,
how'd someone from Nebraska become a Colts fan?
Parents are all from Indianapolis area, so, yep.
All right. Well, Rhett, it's been a pleasure having you with us on the show here today, and we'll be looking forward to watching you on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it.
That's Rhett Jordan, a sophomore safety for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, as the Bearcats get ready to take on Pittsburgh State Saturday afternoon in Pittsburgh, Kansas. It'll be a 2 o'clock kickoff, and we'll have the broadcast beginning at 1 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. We got a lot more coming up on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MarylandVilleDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
We are back on KXCV KRNW talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball, being joined now by the head coach of Bearcat Volleyball Team, Amy Wirth, and junior Jaden Ferguson from the team. The Bearcats going 1-1 over the weekend, a loss to Nebraska Kearney, and then a win over Fort Hays State. Appreciate you guys coming in and chatting with us. And once again, on the road, one more road trip coming up before 8 of 10 at home. At this point, is it just kind of just a sigh of relief knowing that the light's at the end of the tunnel?
Yes. Like, we're ready to be off the bus. We've had two of the longest road trips back-to-back, so we're ready to be at home. But we know we've got a challenge on our hands here and still got some work to do.
Jaden, whenever you kind of think about that, and it's not like you're just gone for 2-3 weeks at a time, but it is still, all right, get home, unpack, do your laundry, kind of get a feel for it, and then right back out. Does it take a toll after a little bit that you are on the road so much at this point?
Sometimes it can take a toll, but you kind of get into the routine. You kind of leave some of your bathroom stuff packed. You leave kind of your volleyball bags still packed. So you kind of get into a routine, but we're definitely excited to be back in front of our home crowd because we got that glimpse of it against Pitt State and Mo West. So we're excited to be back.
And, you know, we kind of joke about the light being at the end of the tunnel, but if you do survive that long stretch of being away from home and going on the road and playing some of these teams, number 24 Central Oklahoma right around the corner, if you come away and get a couple more wins this week and then you head back home, it's like we kind of took care of the worst part of it. Now it's just take care of our own business at home, right?
Yeah, we're excited. I mean, that light at the end of the tunnel you were talking about is getting to play that second half of the season when we're replaying people at home, which is going to be even more of an advantage for us.
The Bearcats last weekend, a three-set loss to number 6 Nebraska Kearney. Coach, you look at that one. How pivotal is set number 2 of being right there, a chance to close that one out and even things up? But once that goes the other way, it's kind of hard to bounce back from.
Yeah, that was a big one from the standpoint of what they did is started digging us and had some really good digs that led them to be able to dig to kill out of that piece. So hats off to them for making some plays down the stretch to be able to hang in there and get that second set. But that was a big one for us. If who knows what would happen with the match if we'd gotten that second set. Didn't think we played very well in the third, but it is hard to do that afterwards when you have that set in hand and you had two set points on it and didn't win. It's hard to bounce back, and unfortunately we didn't have an answer to that from the standpoint of what they did in the third.
You come back around the next night, Hays, Kansas, and a three-set win, a very dominant victory. Of course, every time you go out, you want to play at your best, but also at the same time, how much that's intentional of we're going to come in and we're just going to impose our will because we're a little bit upset from the night before.
Yeah, we just talked about being really laser-focused about our jobs. We had a really good game plan going into Washburn, or to, excuse me, into Kearney, And I thought our game plan worked at times, but we couldn't get it done at the length that we needed to do it. So the next night, still had a solid game plan, needed to follow it to the tee, and I felt like we did to the tee and disrupted them with our serving, knew what they were going to do offensively and dug them and had some good transition points.
Northwest Missouri State's 12-4 overall, 6-2 in the MIAA. Jaden heading into this first one this weekend. Newman's going to be the Saturday matchup, but first Central Oklahoma. The top four teams in the MIAA are all very tight, and as we go throughout the season, I'm sure there will be some moving up and down, probably the top half of the league. But is this a big one when you kind of think about the standpoint of we're, I think, a half game behind UCO, and then right there also is UNK, and UCM's right behind you guys. There's a lot going into each one of these matchups within the league.
Yeah, and I mean, for me, this like my fourth year, I've only won at UCO one time, and I'd like to even that up and be 2-2 at UCO. And it's always a tough game there, but it's always an exciting game, and it's always one we look forward to. So I think playing in the MIAA, everybody is in those top 25, and they're always a tough team. So it's also good for us as we're looking to be in postseason games.
Coach, when you look at the Broncos, they're a team that's back in the top 25 for the first time since 2019, but for the last 8 to 10 years, they've always been a very solid to very, very good volleyball team. What is it about the Broncos that sets them apart?
They have a really great freshman that is doing some good things for them, but they also have a core unit that is doing well, playing well together. They're just playing well together. They have a nice setter that distributes the ball well. But they're playing pretty well as a unit. So from that standpoint, it's hard to get after them and break them apart a little bit because they are playing as a unit. So from that standpoint, we just got to control our side of the game as much as we can and do our thing and not worry so much about what's happening on their side. If we take care of us, I think we'll be fine. But we'll have a very solid game plan together to find our ways that we can get after them.
Newman, the second match of the weekend. It feels like to this point, Northwest has done a really good job of, regardless of if you're opening up with a highly ranked team and then, and, you know, an average team is second, not to take anything away from Newman, but lower in the standings, or opening up with that and then going, there's not been a letdown. It's playing the way that Northwest Missouri State should play, and that kind of carries over this week when you go to Wichita too.
Yeah, it might look easy, but it's really hard.
I'm sure, yeah.
We talked about just the hard road trip in general last week. Everything was going to be hard, and we needed to take on hard well. We need to do the same thing this weekend, and it's not going to be easy to turn around, regardless of what happens on Friday night, to turn around and play Newman. We were challenged last year by them. They had quite the little crowd going and created some challenges for us with just how fast they were running. So they have a new coach this year that we'll have to really take a look at and see what they're about, but I'm sure it'll be a good challenge for us.
We're talking Northwest Missouri State volleyball with head coach Amy Wirth and junior Jaden Ferguson. Jaden, really solid in 2021, but it feels like you're kind of having a breakout here in 2022. You're a top 7 in hitting percentage in the MIAA, and especially those conference games, that percentage kind of takes another step forward. Is there something different for you? Is it a new leadership role? Is it just getting comfortable within the league? What's it been like for you this year?
Going into this season, we had kind of a letdown at the end of the season, and I knew I wanted to do everything that I could do to help us get back to where we wanted to and win a postseason game. And that comes with going out every game and hitting the ball hard and taking good shots. And I mean, we have Alyssa, who's also doing a great job setting, and we have a lot of other key components on our team that are allowing me to do that. So I think that's kind of how I've been able to do this so far.
What's it been like for you, Coach, watching the progression of Jaden here at Northwest?
It's been great. You know, from the standpoint of the internally motivated people, she's one of them. She's highly motivated. She wants to do her best every single night, and I don't have to do a lot. You know, she's pretty low maintenance when it comes to just wanting to be her best every single night. So it's been fun to sit back and watch her and obviously along the way coach her to be better and improve. But it's really all starts with her just being that internally motivated player that wants to get after it every single night, and it's been fun to see.
good on the court, good off the court as well. You're around Wells Hall Communications program, right?
Yes.
What's your major? What are you looking for there?
I'm a journalism major. I've done a little bit with newspaper. I've done a little bit of broadcasting. So I've been around Wells Hall. So,
listen, I know a good radio station on campus. I can get you employed if you want to work while you're playing volleyball too. So just throwing that out there. Northwest Missouri State on the road against Central Oklahoma in Newman coming up this weekend. Coach Jaden, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Jaden Ferguson and Amy Wirth joining us here on the KXEV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a break. Back with more on 90.5 and 88.9.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXEV, KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest tennis teams, Mark Rosewell, and a couple players off of his squad who had a couple weekends ago, Mason Meyer from Elkhorn South in Omaha, and also Jan Cervantes from Germany. And Mark, they're headed on to the Nationals in the ITA thanks to their great Devils performance here a couple weeks ago.
They are, John, and unseeded, if you can believe that. So that's pretty impressive, and beat their teammates in the semifinals to get to the finals.
Yeah, and I know that kind of had you a little worried there from the standpoint of you're going to have one doubles team on the trip back from Oklahoma in a good mood and another one maybe not in such a good mood there.
Yeah, well, they all performed pretty well, and they're really good teammates. I thought the sportsmanship was pretty good.
You know, I know this past summer saw Mason and Jan out practicing quite a bit throughout the summer here. And talk about the work that these guys do getting ready for not only the fall season but the spring season.
Yeah, you know, the rest of the team is done except these two. And so we're continuing on and been practicing and doing everything we're supposed to do and so forth. Now, this is an individual tournament, so it's not team-oriented, so it's a little bit different. But still, it's a big deal because you're going to get your national rankings and regional rankings derived from this for the individuals and then also for the teams, too.
And let's talk to both Mason and Jan here and about just working together and trying to come together as a doubles team. And first of all, Jan, just talk a little bit about what it takes to form a very good doubles team.
Yeah, I'm very pleased to have a good doubles player as Mason. I think it was pretty random that we got together because it was just in the practice. Just played once and it got pretty well. Now I'm pretty happy that we got home with the title.
It worked out pretty well.
Yeah, I would say so. Mason, from your standpoint, what's it take to form a good doubles team?
I think it's all preparation before the tournament. It's what you're doing, you know, like 2-3 months before the tournament starts even, and, you know, even a week or two before the tournament starts. It's the preparation, in my opinion. Every time that I've done everything that I've needed to do before the tournament starts, whether it's putting the time in on the court or getting my sleep, getting my food in, it's everything that goes into it. And also takes a really good doubles partner as Han, and you know, we have a really good friendship, and all the guys on the team have a really good friendship as well. And right now, that's one thing I feel really good about is the team chemistry, and the coaches, our coaches, Coach Roswell is doing a really good job of that, focusing on team chemistry. And yeah.
And Mark just kind of talked to about when you put these two guys together, did you anticipate that they'd have the type of success they had this, during the regional?
I'd be lying if I said yes. I mean, you know, you put them out and you try and see what's happened. But really, since that, you know, the ITA was a couple weeks ago, and since this has gone down, they've been practicing. It's no fluke, okay? They've been playing the other teams, and they've been basically winning consistently since then, which, you know, it's sometimes it's a fluke, but this is no fluke. So I could see them doing well. Somebody take us lightly, see we're not unseated or whatever. I mean, we'll see. There's no pressure. We'll see what happens, but we'll be playing the best teams in the country. You know?
And I would imagine, too, this is something that you can build on for a strength when the team competition comes around. You've got another doubles team here that you can count on next spring.
Actually, John, you being a tennis player yourself, we've got about four teams that are pretty good, that did good in the – they all won first round, which is saying something. But, yeah, I think our strength is going to be doubles, and we're awful good in singles, too.
I was going to say, yeah, it's not bad at all. I've seen these two guys play some singles, too, and they're pretty sharp out there, too.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Mason, coming into Northwest from the Omaha area, I know you were at Nebraska for a while in Tennessee and coming to Northwest here. What are some of the things that really have stood out for you making the move to Maryville and to play at Northwest Missouri State?
I love it here. Took me a second to adapt to Maryville from Omaha, but I love it. I love the sport of tennis, and really just the people here. They're super nice, and everyone respects each other, and I've never had any problems, and I'm looking forward to, you know, continuing to play the rest of my college tennis career here.
Jan, coming here from Germany, what really stood out for you to make the trip to Maryville and to play at Northwest?
Yeah, as Mason said, I just, first of all, I looked at the campus. It was very beautiful. Then second, for sure I want to have a good practice atmosphere, good players, good coaches and so on, good facilities, and that's everything what just convinced me about Maryville and about the Northwest Missouri State University to come here.
And one of the things that impresses me watching not only the men but the women's team is how close you guys are. Again, such a varied background that you all have coming in to play at Northwest, but it seems like you guys have a bond here that's something special when you watch both the men's and women's teams.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially the tennis teams are mostly international. As we can see in our team, we have only Mason, who is American, and Sawyer, and all the rest are internationals, especially from Europe, from Italy, and so on, me from Germany. And that's the same thing with the women's team. And especially because we both play tennis, the both teams, it just makes a good chemistry between both teams. And I think I'm a good friend with everyone here, so I'm very happy about it.
Hey, Mark, what's it take to make sure that the teams are as close as they are? I imagine, again, the international background draws them together to a large degree as well, but it just seems like it's just a tight-knit group that you've got on both sides.
It is a tight-knit group, and every once in a while you got to reinforce the team stuff, but these guys catch on pretty quick. I mean, I picked up Juan or Jan from the airport, and I liked him instantly. I mean, you know, I could tell he was serious about his tennis, like all of them are, and that he wanted to do well, and he wanted to do well in school, and he was talking about the academics and so forth, too. So just kind of convincing them that, you know, because when they're playing juniors, it's all individual stuff, as you know yourself, and it's a whole different world in the USTA and stuff. It's the same thing. But transforming it over to a team, now that's a little bit different, but they catch on pretty quick, and they support the women's team, and the women's team supports them. So it's a family-type atmosphere.
You talk about juniors in USTA. Mason here had a little bit of success growing up, especially 18-unders, I understand.
Yeah, he won about everything, I think. Didn't you, Mason?
USTA Missouri Valley, I won quite a bit of tournaments.
Yeah, he was number one most of the time.
In the Missouri Valley. And then my highest ranking was 10 in the country in the USTA.
And what's it take to go from, again, it's such an individual sport, as Mark was talking about in the summer tournaments and things, to come in and play in a team concept that you have in college?
Yeah, I mean, you look forward to it as a junior, like playing as a team and like it took me a little bit of time to adapt to the team atmosphere because I was so used to just being on my own, and I'm kind of like that. I just like to do things on my own, but now I've changed completely because of this great team, and it's super fun to be out there practicing, traveling with the entire team, the men's and women's and coaching staff. It's a really good time.
Now, again, you've got, another week or so, October, I think, 12th through the 15th, when you're coming up with the trip down to Rome, Georgia for the ITA Cup. And for both of you guys as a team here, what are some of the things you want to try to do between now and then to get ready for this tournament?
We just want to practice as much as possible and to get the best possible result in Rome then. But for sure also to just enjoy the time, to have fun, but because that's the most important thing, just not to think too much about it and to build up the friendship, the chemistry with Mason especially, and just to go for it.
You know, John, just talking about Mason this summer, we played down in that Kansas City Open at the Plaza, and you remember Malcolm Harrison, who was probably, him and Yasmin Osborne were our best USTA players of all time, you know, Hall of Famers and all that. Now, keep in mind, Malcolm's 35 years old now, but he's still a tremendous player. And Mason played him actually in a tournament this summer, and you know, he put a whipping on him. You know, now again, that's going to happen when you age and stuff, but that just shows you the level, you know, because Malcolm don't, you know, he's a heck of a player.
Oh, no doubt about that. Yeah. And a guy that's still playing pretty
That's right.
Too.
You know, he played professionally for a while. So.
Yeah. Well, guys, it's been great having you with us on the show here today, and good luck to you when you make the trip down to Rome, Georgia.
Thank you for your
time, John.
You
appreciate
bet, Mark. It. No problem. Again, talking to Jan Skouradas along with Mason Meyer here on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We got more coming up right after this. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back on the Bearcat Coaches Show here on KXCV KRNW, talking Northwest Missouri State Women's Golf with sophomore golfer Paige Hoffman. Paige, thanks for coming on and chatting with us. Your first ever Bearcat Coaches Show.
Yeah, first time on the radio in general. So this is
in
all
general,
new.
Really.
Yeah,
this is a big time moment for you, right?
Yeah, this is. I couldn't even figure out how to put the headset on.
You weren't doing it. It was just the cord getting caught. I was just, you know, your face is turning a little bit red here too. Your first time live on the air.
Yeah, good thing
this
people can't see that. It's radio.
Of the time that Ryan was on, and he wouldn't say a word for his first interview. That's Ryan Milkey, the head of marketing at Northwest Athletics. Paige, we look at it. We are have a week off before the Augie Fall Invite coming up. You played really well so far throughout this season. What do you work on an off week like this and try to get your focus right before heading up into Iowa for the next tournament?
I think my focus is always on just keeping things consistent. Like at this point in the season, we don't need to be working on swing changes or anything massive, but just keeping things consistent, working with what we got. For me, it's a lot of short game practice because that's where I have the most room for improvement in my game. So just practicing different shots, getting a good feel for where I want the ball to land on those.
Whenever you're going through and you're getting yourself ready on a week like this before turning around and having a tournament about this time next week, mentally, how do you get yourself in certain situations to be able to face it to where if you do have a bad shot off the tee or if you're not where you want to be in a particular fairway to where you can kind of reset, get yourself focused, and be able to finish a hole strong despite facing maybe some adversity.
And my dad's always told me golf is a marathon, not a sprint. And I always try to remember that, that if I even have one bad hole, there are 35 other holes in that tournament. So you can't let one bad hole get you, because then it can start a spiral, go downhill. So I just always think, you know, marathon, not a sprint. This might not even end up mattering in the end. And you just got to, you'll be proud of yourself for how you turned it around, or you'll be really mad at yourself for not. So you got to turn it around.
For Northwest, three tournaments into the season, and again, watching from afar, but seeing the scores day one to day two and kind of following along as it goes, I know how I viewed it, but how do you feel in your initial impressions of how you've performed as a Bearcat these first few tournaments?
I'm really happy with how I've performed coming out of the gates. I've done a good job of the tournaments. I've had a good first round, just putting that aside and not worrying about the placement and just playing the next day as like an unrelated event, like the first day didn't even happen. And I've also done a good job on a tournament where I had a round that I wasn't that happy with coming out of the gates, being like, okay, today's a new day, and those shots that I didn't like yesterday will hit different clubs today. So I'm thrilled with how it's gone. It's just keeping the perspective of one hole at a time, one shot at a time, and not getting ahead of yourself.
As we look at it, for those that may have not followed so far, three tournaments. Paige just finished 7th at the Central Region Fall Preview, tied for 4th at the NSU Women's Golf Classic, and tied for 6th at the Lady Tiger Classic. You've been phenomenal. You've also had some great second rounds on top of some strong starts to tournaments as well. I think one day I text Colin McDonough during the second round. Maybe it was that NSU Golf Classic of, wonder if Paige has her Tiger Woods Sunday Reds on, just because the way that you play down the stretch. Do you feel like you do get better as a tournament goes on?
You know, historically, my mom always says I get worse. She'd always be like, man, you start so good, and then the other days are higher.
But, moms are so honest like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, she would tell me that. But I think I've done a good job this year of just, like, keeping perspective, or specifically the NSU tournament. I made 4 birdies in a row on 4 holes that I was not expecting birdie. So just kind of going with the flow. I definitely think this last week I played better the second day because I just learned the course the first day, and I made some different decisions the second day. So I definitely think that's been the trend for this year.
How much of that can be some discussions with teammates, with Coach Peterson and others going into it, of kind of trying to get a feel for a course and how it plays at certain times, you know, going into it for your first time?
Yeah, you get a feel for the practice round that we all get to play before, but it's always different in a tournament. And for me, it's a lot of plotting out the tee shots and talking through those with the coaches and my teammates, because I hit the ball a little bit further than some others. So then it's figuring out when to pull back on the driver and hit a hybrid, because I would prefer to hit my driver at all times, but it's kind of figuring out when's the smart time to do that.
We're talking with Paige Hoffman of Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Golf. The Bearcats in the Augie Fall Invitational in Larchwood, Iowa, coming up next week. For you, you come to Northwest Missouri State from the University of South Dakota. What brought about this transition, a time that you decided to look, and what made Northwest the right fit?
I just kind of started looking because the D1 golf grind wasn't what I was looking for. They do 36 hole day tournaments, and those were just a little bit long for me. So I wanted to go somewhere where I felt like I could really enjoy the game for what it was. So I started looking around the Midwest at Division II schools, and I'm good friends with Kylie Carey, who's a sophomore here as well. And I know Taylor Sedovic from years of junior golf, and they gave Northwest a really good endorsement, which kind of got me looking here.
Well, of course, knowing a couple teammates helps, but how have you been embraced by the team, and what's it been like for you coming in and just hitting the ground running with Northwest?
The girls have been super welcoming. Obviously, knew Taylor and Kylie coming in, one of the freshmen I went to high school with, so I knew most or 3 out of the 7 other people on the team I knew coming in, which was really helpful. But they have been uber welcoming, doing team dinners and get-togethers, and just really feeling like they want to get to know me, and it's been really nice.
So the final fall tournament will be at Mazingo Lake Golf Course. That's coming up October 17th and 18th. We talked about it a little bit before going on the air. Is that one you really look forward to? It's your first tournament on your new home course. You practice out at Mazingo. What are your expectations for the chance to get out there and play?
I'm excited. I think we'll have a lot of family come down from the girls, so that'll be fun. It'll be weird to not be on the road and sleeping in my own bed at night. I'm feeling a little weird about that, because like even last year we never hosted a tournament, so I've never been like the host school. And I think playing at your home course can kind of set an expectation, like you should know this course, so you should know exactly what to do. So I'm trying not to think about that and just let it golf be golf. And if it's a good day, it's a good day. If it's not, you got another day. So
You mentioned you know, your mom and discussions there about your golf game, and your dad playing a role there too, and making you walk the courses, right? Because once you actually get into your tournaments, you have to be walking them at Northwest. What role does family play? Have you guys been kind of a golf family throughout your life?
Family's huge. My dad got me into the game. My dad's dad coached high school golf for 30 years in Omaha. So my dad never pressured me into golf, but it was always something we did together. And I did a lot of other sports, but golf was just always the one I gravitated to because I enjoyed the connection time with him. And my mom would come out and play. She says she's retired now, but she keeps playing. So we'll see. But they're huge, and they've been able to come out to all the tournaments. So it's been great to have their support.
It's a lifetime sport. She can't retire, right?
I know. My dad keeps buying her sets of clubs off eBay, so
there you
she
go.
Better keep playing.
Paige, thanks for the time. Good luck next weekend in the Augie Fall Invitational.
Thank you.
As Paige Hoffman, Northwest Missouri State sophomore from the Bearcat golf team. We'll take a break. Back with more from Pizza Ranch on KXCV KLRNW.
Support for KXCV KLRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at Conception Abbey.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back on KXCV KRNW for the Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State cross country. We have cross country coach Whit Cunningham, also sophomore Alina Tebow, and freshman Riley Witt. Appreciate you guys coming on and chatting with us here. Coming off the Chili Pepper Festival down in Arkansas, that was a huge event. First off, Wick, what do you take away from that one? How do you feel like your team's performed in such a huge event?
Yeah, so going into the race, we talked about two things, execution and effort. How are we going to carry out our race plan, and then what are we going to do when it gets tough? I thought for the most part we did pretty well. You got to look behind the final result sometimes and start to pick out what really happened during that race. And those are two questions I've been asking people post-race.
Whenever you talk about the execution and sticking to that plan, can you just kind of dive into that a little bit deeper, and what do you tell the runners? And And at times you hit walls that can be mental or physical, and is that something you kind of experience in such a big meet like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So our execution for our women, we're trying to get to that 3K mark in a solid position. Men, we're trying to get to 4K in a solid position. So that's how well do we get to that point, and in what position do we get there? And then the effort comes in on the back half of the race. How hard do we fight on that back half of the race? And, you know, I talk a lot about everyone likes to envision, you know, you're coming down the home straight, sun on your face, your boyfriend or girlfriend's at the finish line, and everything's amazing. You're winning it for your team, right? Everything's awesome and amazing. The reality is you're going to get 2K into that race. It hurts way worse than you thought, and you got a long ways to go, and it's like, how do we handle that situation?
Riley, for you on the men's side, 356 men in that race. It's an 8K, which I think your first or second 8K now as a collegiate runner. What was that like for you? How do you embrace just such a crazy race like that of from JUCO, D2, D1 on up all around you?
Yeah, I mean, I've ran some big races in high school, but nothing like that. That was pretty crazy. It was my first 8K due to some illness for the first 8K. But yeah, It was crazy, like, looking at the start line and be like, oh, my goodness, I'm going to have to race against all these athletes. But, yeah, it was a good time.
And that's one of those I feel like could give you some more anxiety, or maybe it's something you just kind of embrace because it's easier to get lost in the numbers as opposed to the Bearcat Open. Everybody can see it. All the eyes can be on you. Alina, for you, coming out, putting up a PR, something you just kind of enjoyed being out there in the middle of that, right?
Yeah, it definitely was during the race. It hurt a lot. It hurt a lot more than the races that I've ran this year. And I don't know, those bigger meets kind of excite me more. I look forward to them. I'm not as like anxious because there's so many people. It's more just like, wow, I get to race with all these people and they're all gonna die with me practically.
So you said it hurt, right? As you're going throughout. But you cut like 34 seconds off your PR?
Yeah.
Do you know in that moment that you're running like that?
Not in the moment. I honestly thought I was running like crap. I was like, I can't tell if I'm PRing or if I'm like way below my time right now. Like, I knew I was doing pretty good, and there was some points of the race where I'm just like, oh God, like I kind of want to stop right now, but. I had a teammate pass me, and she really helped me with getting that motivation back up. And we worked together, and it made the race awesome. And I saw with, like, 150 meters left to go, I saw 17:34, and I was like, wow, I was running PR pace. It was crazy.
And you look at it, Caroline Cunningham, Amber Owens broke the Northwest Women's 5K record in that race. You weren't terribly far from that either.
Yeah.
You know, you're right there. Wick, when you see those numbers and overall the women's team kind of encapsulating that, is that something that you're really proud of seeing them come across?
Yeah, you know, I'm really proud of that. I'm even more proud because, honestly, I think out of like the 8 women we brought down there, 6 of them, they got to the start line. They're like, I don't really feel that great today. And I think that's an amazing thing to overcome. It's like, hey, you don't always have to feel good to race good. And that's just a mental barrier that we've been working on all year, and I'm really proud to see them execute and pull that out.
Riley, take us through your race a little bit there, too. And as I'm sure races with fewer people, and especially once you see more and more people around the MIAA, you can probably kind of latch on to them and say, all right, I need to stay on their heels or pass them and latch on to someone else. In a race like that, how do you embrace kind of that strategy of, you know, run well that first 4K and put yourself in position, then gut it out? How are you viewing that and going through it mentally?
Yeah, although I haven't ran an 8K before, with practice, I know, like, where I sit in the team and who I need to be with and who I need to hang out with. So having teammates that you get to run with is very beneficial. So I kind of just tried to play along in that and just stay with my teammates through 4K. I had a couple unexpected or uncontrollable circumstances. I lost a shoe in the first mile. So that threw a wrench in my plan and my execution, like Wick said. After the race, it might not have been quite how I wanted, but the effort was definitely there, and I was pushing, and I was hurting a lot and just trying to stick with teammates despite the unforeseen or uncontrollable circumstances.
Well, we always hear Amy Wirth, Northwest Volleyball, say control the controllables. There's only so much you can do, and you got to go out there and do that effort, one of the big ones there. Did someone just catch your shoe trying to pass and go around?
Yeah, like you said, it's a huge meet. So I made a turn right away, and somebody stepped on my heel, and I made a couple, like, pounds on the ground with my foot to try to put it back on, and it just didn't happen. And it was so early in the race, I was like, I need to put that back on. So I stopped. Stepped aside, and everybody's going past me, and every second that goes by, there's like 25 people, 50 people, 75 people, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I need to get this on. I'm freaking out. I put it on, but 150 people have passed me at that point, so like, yeah, it's a mess.
It feels terrible, I'm sure, the anxiety in the moment, but your first collegiate 8K, and you get that out of the way to where it's never going to happen again, right? It's all gravy from this point.
Yeah.
Northwest Missouri State, now the Platte River Rumble is the next one coming up, heading into Nebraska. Wick, kind of mentioned the strategy a little bit. Do things kind of stay the same, and it's just kind of worry about yourself and what we're doing out there?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The distances we strive towards that first half never change. Women do bump up to 6K this next week, and we've already talked about that, but, you know, the planning is done way in advance, and we're really just looking to execute an effort. Time will take care of itself.
Northwest Missouri State Cross Country wrapping up the Chili Pepper Festival last weekend, and then coming up October 14th, the Platte River Rumble. Appreciate all you guys coming in. Good luck this upcoming meet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Joining us there, Northwest Missouri State cross country coach Whit Cunningham, sophomore from the women's team Alina Tebow, and freshman from the men's team Riley Witt. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXCV KLRNW.
Support for KXCV KLRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch. Time now to talk soccer as Mark Gorton, the head coach of the Northwest soccer team, joining us along with player off his team and Maddie Taylor. And Mark, coming off a 1-1 week this past week with a 1-0 win over Washburn to wrap things up Sunday, and losing a tough one on Friday to Emporia State on the road 3-2 on the Friday. So just kind of go over how the week turned out for you there.
Yeah, it's always good to come home on a Sunday with a result. Just happy to get through the weekend pretty unscathed. Two physical teams, brand of soccer, hard fought both matches, and just glad we could finish. We've conceded some very late goals, so it was good to finish off a game and keep the win.
And on Sunday you got that goal, I think, quite late in the first half, and able to hold the lead throughout the entire second half there.
Yeah, so it came just about a minute before the end of the half, and a good way to go into halftime and some things to talk about.
And as I mentioned, we have Maddie Taylor with us. Tell us a little bit about Maddie and what she means to the team.
Maddie's a midfielder for us. She's a sophomore, education major. Does exceptionally well in the classroom, sets a very good standard for us. Maddie's working her way into her role for us, and just specifically this game against Washburn, came in and played 62 of the 90 minutes for us, and just managed to give us some dynamics that started to fall away. She really does well taking the information, applying it to the game. She doesn't overcomplicate the game. Just works really well on both sides of the ball, and was just excited to see her perform the way she did and her continued growth in the team.
You know, you say she does pretty well in the classroom. I think from what I saw online, about a 4.0. That's a little more than pretty good, I think. Maddie, just talk about coming to Northwest from Kearney, Missouri, and what attracted you to the Northwest soccer team?
I think the main thing that attracted me to the Northwest soccer team was the culture and the culture that the community has, and how, I mean, the whole soccer team, we're all best friends. I made best friends immediately, and seeing the school, I thought the school was pretty, but like meeting the girls, that's when I knew instantly that this was the perfect fit for me.
You know, Mark and Maddie both here, that's something that when we talked to various athletes, talked with Rhett Jordan earlier today off the football team, he said the second he stepped on campus, he knew this was the place for him, and it seems like for all the athletes to come in, that's kind of the case. Is that the case for you too, Maddie?
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, I went and watched a soccer game, and I watched how the girls interacted with each other, and I was like, I know this is where I want to go. I know this is the team I want to be on.
Hey, Mark, how do you build that type of culture to where you can bring in some recruits such as Maddie and they get that feeling that this is where they need to be?
It's some building blocks early on, but really it's buy-in from the players, and then it's player-led, and the growth continues to be there. We try to do some different things each year to keep it fresh and doesn't get stagnant, so we don't lose it or lose track of the culture, and for it to not just become cliche, but actually have the culture that we want, and in terms of what embodies Northwest and the athletic department.
Maddie, we talked about your grade point a little bit ago, but let's talk about what your course of study is and what you're hoping to do down the line.
So I'm an elementary education major, and I think my future goal is to be, you know, a cute little teacher someday. And I mean, I love it. I love the education program here. All the professors here work with me so well. I mean, being a student athlete, that's hard when I miss a bunch of classes, but they work with me so well. And I mean, I get to be, there's a elementary school in the building that I'm in, and so I get to be with kids probably every single week, which is awesome. And I'm excited to be a teacher, and I'm excited for what my future holds with that.
Hey, I would imagine just having the opportunity at the lab school on campus like that, that really helps you know whether this is the way you want to go in with your future.
Yeah, it is. And my mom is a elementary school teacher, so that has also kind of helped me know what I want to be forever. I think I've always wanted to be a teacher, be like your mom, you know. But definitely the elementary school in Brown Hall is a huge benefit to this program.
And as far as this season goes, just talk a little bit about your progress. Mark talked a little bit about this as well, but what are the expectations you have as a soccer player?
Yeah, so I feel like I am kind of forming my role on this team, and I am working really hard and taking what coach is saying to me, what girls on the team are saying to me, and I'm starting to apply that more on the field. And over this past weekend, I think it just flourished for me, and it just came out, and it was, I mean, a great feeling for me to have, obviously, and the girls to tell me how it went and stuff. And, I mean, I'm excited for the rest of the season with all the girls and stuff.
Yeah, imagine something you can build on the rest, not only this season, but down the line in the next couple of years.
Yes, I'm definitely excited for that, and I'm ready to keep growing as a person and a soccer player.
All right, Mark, let's just kind of talk about what you got coming up this weekend. Another trip on the road, this time down to Wichita and Edmond, Oklahoma, to face Newman in Wichita, and then UCO in Edmond.
Yeah, so Friday, go to Newman, play there 7 o'clock Friday night. Going to hang around in Wichita in early afternoon, try and catch the women's volleyball game, and then we'll work our way down to Edmond. You know, Newman, you know, it's been a struggle a little bit for them. Got their first win this last weekend in the conference, so I think they can ride into the game with that. I know that they've been in just about every game pretty tight. There's only one that I've looked at that really got away from them, but, you know, it's been 1-2 goals. So they can play. They just got to, you know, it's just we can't take anybody for granted and start worrying about the next game. We got to get through the first. And then UCO is one of the top three in our conference, very dynamic. They are always in the top third, can move the ball well. I think we kind of have a similar philosophy in the game in terms of their coaching. So should be a good quality soccer match, and going to be hard fought both ways.
All right. Well, sounds great. Maddie Taylor, it's been great to have you with us here on the show today. And Mark Gordon, it's always good to have you here, too.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
And that'll do it for our show today on the KXCV Maryville KRNW Chillicothe Coaches Show. We'll be back here at Pizza Ranch next Tuesday for another edition beginning at noon. Don't forget Bearcat football coming up on Saturday, 2 o'clock kickoff. It's a 1 o'clock pregame with Bearcat Game Day Northwest and Pittsburgh State. For Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey, and so long for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.